Thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I've got some charges on my credit card. Or I just talked to your representative. That confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 260-092-408.
Yes, ma'am. I would need your first and last name.
Pam Henderson.
And could you verify your mailing address?
704 Idlewild.
Yes, and I do have an account transferred over to fraud for Pam, and it looks like this was for a contest that was entered for a kitchen mixer.
I don't think so. I've already got a kitchen mixer. I don't know why I would do that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I didn't do this.
Do you recall if you did the entry fee for $7.95 or if anyone in your household did?
No.
Are you familiar with the email address PAMPEEJ at gmail.com or yahoo.com?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been here. Go ahead.
Are you familiar with the phone number 325-977-0272?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like that was done underneath that email address as well as that phone number. And you don't recall entering that contest or doing that entry fee?
No.
Yes, ma'am. So this account was canceled before you were transferred over to fraud. We can go ahead and submit this claim. We do submit our claims for fraud with the local authorities and prosecute whoever has placed the order without your knowledge. So do you have to verify that you or no one in your household tried to claim that prize for the kitchen mixer?
No, I did not.
So we'll go ahead and submit that claim for fraud. The investigation takes 24 hours. Once it's concluded, a refund will post in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, now, do I need to call back, or how do I know that this is taken care of?
So the refund would just post in 3 to 5 days?
Okay, so I need to call you back and give you this confirmation number again?
No, the refund would just post in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.